Okay, Gary, I figure it'd be a good time to let you select one here today. So what are we playing?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because as you know, or anybody who listens to the pitch knows, I live in a large palatial estate with a healthy, robust family. And the other day in the backyard, little Groby was digging around and found this strange glowing rock.
Oh, wow. That's really, really warm. Is that why you're holding it with calipers?
Huh? Yeah. I figured I shouldn't touch it or be around it, but I was so curious about it. And I sent the missus down to Ace Hardware, and she's going to come back with a Geiger counter.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna use that on there.
Can I take out this microphone and record the Geiger counter as a drum beat for my drum and bass?
Yeah, for your mouth rock band?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, oh, here she is. Hey, honey.
Oh, thank you so much, Janice.
Don't talk to me while I'm podcasting. Okay. All right. Here it goes. And then, observing this. Yeah. That's a lot of red markers and needles and klaxons going on. This thing's really freaking out.
Huh.
But the big thing is that, by observing this atomic decay, I can cross-reference it with this chart that and it looks like we are doing Jurassic Park for the Sega Genesis.
Fuck!
Yay. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering, the app that you get for subscribing to it, or paying us money, or buying the app, or listening to the podcast. Any number of those things get you Abject Suffering.
We don't care how you got here, just that you're here.
You don't have to go home. It's closing time.
Why are you doing
this?
Go
back to your families. Yes.
And this week we're doing Jurassic Park. Gary, who suggested Jurassic Park? It was the same guy as last time, right?
Yes.
Let
me pull that up real quick.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'll elucidate. So Jurassic Park for the Sega Genesis, not the Maximum Overkill version of that, and not Bachman Turner Overkill, Jurassic Park, Lost World Story. Just the regular plain old Jurassic Park, the 2D side scroller for the Sega Genesis. The Sega Genesis, I can't reiterate enough. The SNES one, different. The PlayStation one, different.
Yeah, this is James Robinson, and he knew that when he suggested this. But the thing about Jurassic Park is any number of the games, they're all just Abject Suffering. Like, we could do Abject Suffering 2 that just goes through every Jurassic Park game in order, and they would all be suitable.
God. Did you ever play the PlayStation one, the Lost World?
Is it a fighting game?
No, I think you're thinking of Primal Rage.
Okay. Yeah. No, I haven't.
No. It's very similar. It's a side-scrolling thing. And I thought that it was going to be really – I had a lot of promise because it had a grappling hook in it. But I think it was even worse than Tomba.
If you want to break into Cole's house – bring a grappling hook and he will let you in.
Yes.
Like, just knock on the door, like, dress up as Santa Claus, knock on the door and just be like, Christmas came early today, little boy. And then Cole will be scared. But when you pull out the grappling hook, he will let you in because he is so susceptible to that device.
Yeah.
He will let you in. You will gift all the presents.
Yes. Don't use that euphemism.
Chimneys, lumps of coal. Anything that you can use as a euphemism.
Lumps of coal. Is that like the avarice guy from Seven, where I'm just cutting off bits of my side?
I just meant your testicles.
Okay.
So you've been a bad boy. You get two lumps of coal. Oh, that's so good. Why have you never said that before?
Because I'm not gross, Gary. when I say Jurassic Park Genesis, I don't mean Jurassic Park Operation Genesis, which is Jurassic Park theme park.
Yeah. I wish it was that. And it's not the SNES one, which, like, I have fond memories of that. Keep in mind, I had fond memories of this.
Yeah.
But the SNES one is like this fun overhead kind of Zelda game that turns into like a super shitty Noah's Ark 3D. like Genesis or SNES first person shooter game.
Right.
This one is so the Wikipedia puts it very inelegantly. Like, I'm not one of those. So if you know somebody who like regularly edits Wikipedia, like, have you ever met anybody in real life, Cole, who does that?
No.
Because it has to take like a real special kind of person, right? Like, to be like that into this shit, because it's, you know, it's just something we just accept as a thing. But some people, you know, who have this misplaced sense of duty,
they're like information janitors. They're doing a thankless job that we just assume will be there.
Yeah, yeah. They're like bacteria. They're yeast, and they're just eating, you know, like proteins and farting out gases and making our pizza dough tastier. I feel like there should be a style cleanup on this Jurassic Park Wikipedia entry, because it says Jurassic Park is a standard action video game. Its level design seemingly putting it in the platform genre, with the end objective being to reach the end of each level, traveling from left to right using items placed at fixed locations. Like, it's a really awkward, inelegant way of putting what this is. Like, it is a platformer. It is, I guess, a standard action game.
Well, standard action game, you know, it's funny that they say that, because standard action game was the only notable product of the Ukraine gaming scene until Stalker, Shadow of Chernobyl came out.
It was just like a yellow label with black text.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you buy it next to the shelf next to gin.
It was like the beer from Repo Men.
Yeah, exactly. Worker and Parasite. it was standard action game.
Yeah,
is what it is. Yeah. Also, why is the sequel called Jurassic Park Rampage Edition?
I think that's what. So I was thinking, like, do you remember when Spider-Man Carnage came out for the Sega Genesis?
Yeah,
and it had a red cartridge, and that was badass, but it was kind of a shit game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought it was. I thought like there was a regular Spider-Man game, but then they had a Carnage to it.
Who wrote this? Like, due to the game's critical success, a sequel of the Genesis game was also released called Jurassic Park Rampage Edition, which relies more on action and more on-screen enemies.
I think it's Billy Pilgrim, because he's getting his text or his tenses messed up.
Yeah. We don't know our tenses that well, we is. this is terrible. But it's an action game. It's not that dissimilar to Home Improvement. Like,
honestly,
when you're playing as Grant.
Right. Yeah, when you're playing as Grant, you are kind of like going through these expansive jungle decor levels doing standard action.
Yeah, you just standard action left and right with like a bunch of different, you know, a varied tool set of weapons and stuff. You have like a little ledging move. You can jump onto ledges. You have an incredible amount of horizontal to your jump.
Yeah, but not like a lot of vertical.
And very little vertical to it. So, yeah, and there's two play modes, and we'll talk about them in order. Because we'll finish big with the what everybody came for. But you start off being able to be, you know, Dr. Alan Grant. You switch between weapons, which are all various kinds of like tranquilizing weapons. Like, no matter how much these things try to kill you, you cannot kill them. Even when they're raptors, and even when the cool Australian guy says, like, you know, he's going to kill a raptor. Like, he's not going to fucking trank a raptor.
Yeah.
And you just kind of go to the right. Like, it's really difficult. The camera's in too close. You have to make tons of leaps of faith.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you just put dinosaurs to sleep and make leaps of faith in this game.
With really inaccurate weapons that they don't do quite what you want them to do. And they're also limited, more limited than they ought to be.
And even the melee weapon doesn't have unlimited ammo, like the electric prod thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like the thing that bugged me most about the controls were the jumps, where it's just kind of like, it's kind of like a Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, where they have to like put that there's a jump there because like you're going to like snap to it. So it's this weird feel of like a scripted platformer, except the penalty to going off script is you just kind of fucking fall down a hole and die.
Yeah. Yeah. In this first level, this little jungle level, and I guess it started off like this game starts off like a medias res as shit. Like, there's a Tyrannosaurus, and then you're armed, and then that's it. And then you're getting messages to go put the park back online. Like, there's no cutscene or anything that opens it up other than T-Rex.
Yeah.
And the first time I saw that you can fall off, though, when you mess up that jump, is there's like a Brachiosaur head that's like way down in the foreground at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah.
That's disembodied. Like, if you fall, you get to see, like, it's just a floating head, and there's nothing under it.
Right.
Like, it's really, really goofy looking. And I thought I was going to slide down its back like a Flintstone.
Oh, man, you press C for Yabba Dabba Do.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Cole. No. Sega claimed this game features ADI, artificial dinosaur intelligence, causing the dinosaur enemies to react differently every time a player plays the level, making no two games the same.
So sometimes it walks left to right, sometimes it jumps up and down, sometimes they're asleep, most of the time they eat you.
Yeah, that's patently false. And also is something that you, I mean, Mario Brothers, you know, features AOGI. Like, it doesn't, you can say this about anything. Like, you know, video games have a random number generator and it tied into how the enemies react.
Yeah, it's kind of like Cyril saying it's crunch-tastic.
Yeah, exactly. Or these crunchy, yeah, berry-licious. Cole, the people who made this game only stopped to think whether they could, not whether they should.
So should we just get that out of the way?
Yes.
No, I don't think you don't mean. I think you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's Genesis. I know this. But. Oh gosh, Newman. But yep. I don't even know. It's weird. It's such a, it's a good movie, man. I don't know.
It's a great movie. Yeah. Like, I just went and saw it in 3D.
Yeah.
It's definitely my favorite Spielberg movie.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm going to go as far as say it, and I'm going to take you one better and say that it's my favorite Spielberg or George Lucas movie.
Oh, it was
or Harmony Crane movie,
or Harley Ermy,
or any number of directors I don't like that much.
That's my favorite Werner Herzog movie.
Yeah, it probably is, actually. You know,
and kind of at the end of the world is pretty good.
If your last name isn't Anderson, this is probably my favorite movie. Yeah.
Oh, man. Close Encounters of the Third Kind is pretty good.
Yeah, not Jurassic Park good.
I know. I'm just
so good.
Yeah. But, man, so you're going up and down. It gets different once you get to the power station, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you get to – well, the power station was really frustrating because, like, one, you have to do this overhead hang thing really frequently.
Yeah.
And that involves you have to hold up to stay up. It doesn't toggle. Like, Werewolf the Last Warrior for NES toggled. You know, like, it seems games have been able to do this for a long time, but in this game, you have you ever seen that game? You have like two crochet claws instead of hands.
I've heard a lot about it, but I've not perused.
It's got kicking music, unlike this game, which has garbage music.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And I think it's the same composer as this is the same company, and I think it's the same composer as the Shadowrun Genesis game. But that game has really good music.
That's weird, right?
But it uses a lot of the same like sounds and effects, but it doesn't.
I thought that it sounded familiar, and that's not just a function of the Genesis sound chip.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing, but it's way worse. Mm-hmm. But you have to do that hand over hand thing, which is really difficult. And I got to the part in this game in as Grant where you have to climb up the power grid.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
okay. And I just kept getting electrocuted and falling off, like cartoon shocked electrocuted.
Well, they were ahead of their time because they designed that with save states in mind.
Well, for some reason, and this is boring, but like for some reason, the emulator I'm using, like the quick save state button doesn't work. I have to do save as. Whoa. So I just got sick of doing that.
Yeah, that's
but if
bullshit.
You don't save state, you start at the beginning of the level.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck that. Like, especially with all the blind jumps you're doing in that first level. Good night.
Yep. Yeah. And no password system and no... am I right? Is there a password system?
There is a password system.
Oh, okay.
When I beat the first level as the raptor, okay. It showed a password for a second.
Let's camp out on the concept of passwords for a second.
Yeah.
And by camp out, I mean I have one thing to say. Wow, it is really tough to go like looking.
Yeah,
at
that. The idea of writing those down.
The idea of writing down multiple like a 26 character ASCII string to find out how many missiles I have.
Yeah.
Like Mega Man got it right.
Well, the Mega Mans were harder to like write, jot down on a piece of paper. Like you had to build a little grid. Like Adventures of Lolo got it right, where it was one 4-digit.
Oh yeah.
With just letters.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Yeah. You can memorize one of those. Mm-hmm. even now, even if I had no, like my save states were broken and I were going to use a password system for a video game, I would, rather than write it down, I would probably just go to GameFAQs and just like cheat myself to the last level I was at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, just because it's just not going to happen. Like,
I'm
not going to write a thing down, man.
I remember back during my childhood, I forget if I told this story during Zombies Ate My Neighbors, but you know, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, you had a password system in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every four levels or so. And there was one notepad that my uncle had where, you know, it's just kind of like, what level do you want to go to? Call him in South Carolina and get that, and then go about your business and play this level that you want to play. Yeah.
Is this the same uncle with all the VHS tapes?
No, that's my stepfather.
Oh, okay.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Isn't the same uncle that your mom married?
No.
That's, like, a different
I live in Ohio.
Who's organizing these dinosaurs into a grid to stop you? Like, some of them are straight up just act as turrets.
Well, if
was it Nedry?
It was Nedry. Nedry was supremely incompetent, except when it came to putting dinosaurs in places.
Yeah, except for it came to Dinosaur HR.
Yes.
Like, which was going to be the spinoff of the old ABC sitcom Dinosaurs.
Dinosaur HR.
But it didn't get greenlit.
We've got to talk to you about not tucking in your shirt. Yeah. That's a, No, I believe that, you know, my pastor tells me that all dinosaurs were put here by God to test our faith.
Yeah.
Or by the devil to test our faith. So it was either the God or the devil.
Yeah, it was either the God or the devil.
Yes, the one Christian God.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I assume that we're all on board with that. Going through all this stuff is fiction. You know, none of these things are very old. And the sun is only, like, what is it, 500 years old?
Oh, if that.
What do those people believe? It's like just as old as they are.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
the sun is 32 years old.
Yeah.
How old were you when Jurassic Park came out?
Came out in 1993, so I was 6, which was like the proper time to have experienced Jurassic Park in your life.
Check this out. I was 13, mm-hmm. Also the proper time. Like this movie, like this was such a big deal.
Uh-huh.
To me, like I this had such an impact on me.
Mm-hmm.
Like growing up, I was so fucking into Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
It got me to read that book multiple times, and that book is kind of like
so bad.
It's Michael Crichton, like you know, it's. I mean it's Michael Crichton, and and it taught me like a terrible lesson where I was like, this book can be good even though every time I reread it I should start on page 60. And now as an adult I know just don't. That means it's a bad book.
Yeah, just don't.
Like if the book is spending 60 pages to get to anything interesting,
mm-hmm.
like don't. That's a bad book, Gary.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was like, I just want to get to, you know, dinos and get to it. And I also had, when we went and saw it, the movie theater near us had this promotion where they had this gigantic gray bucket of popcorn you got that was like had fossil prints on the outside.
It had fossils inside of it.
Yeah, yeah. It has fossilized popcorn. You know, it was just like fossil prints on the outside and dinos and Jurassic Park logo.
Right.
And it was huge. I mean, it was like, you know, from your ankle to your knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this thing full of popcorn, washed it out real good, and then drank water out of it and took it everywhere. I was like this 13-year-old constantly carrying around this gigantic gray fossil bucket full of popcorn water. And, drinking it all summer long.
Popcorn water is my favorite jam band.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It just like it was the biggest, and you know, now that I think about it, like going back, I should have been much more scared of it than I was. However, I think that might have been the appeal. And I wasn't like a scary movie kid.
Yeah, but it's a perfect movie.
Yeah.
Like it's the perfect mix of like adventure, sci-fi, high concept.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, thrilling action.
Yeah. It's, you know, and it's one of those things, you know, let's like Jurassic Park stick for a second here. It's one of those things that really speaks to it where like you can, if it hits you really young, you're like all about it, but you can come back to it. And like for being a summer popcorn flick, it's not shallow at all because it has, you know, more appeal or different appeal as you come back to it at a different time. That, like, you know, in my recent watching, I didn't go to the theater to look at it, but I just, you know, grabbed it at home, and it still, like, is really, really good. It's not nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It even kind of looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, the thing I noticed, that the only time it looks stupid is when Steven Spielberg couldn't resist making the dinosaurs, like, look sly. Right. Like, if they just had dumb animal expressions the entire time, mm-hmm. you know, they would look great. But every once in a while, he has, like, the raptors, like, narrow their eyes and look back and forth.
Eyes.
Yeah, like, twirl their little raptor mustaches and stuff. Like, it's, nah. Every time he does that, they look retarded.
Yeah.
Or look, you know, whatever word you want to use for what that means.
Do you want me to marker that?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It was an honest slip.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I'm not going to worry
it's
about
stupid.
It too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's stupid when they do that.
Yeah.
And this game is stupid.
Yeah, I went into it wanting to like it because it was one of those things, like, when we mistakenly pick a game that we think is going to be good for WoF, mm-hmm. I'll go into it with all the best intention to say, like, yeah, that's, of course, it's going to be great. Like, I had a vague notion of it being great. I remember
Klonoa rules.
It got, like, a 7.5 in EGM. Yeah. Right. And just kind of like, oh, wait.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a real bad feeling.
Yeah.
It's worse for Watch Out for Fireballs because we had to finish those.
Yeah.
Or at least not finish them, but, like, put in due diligence.
Right.
Whereas this is like, yeah, I can fart out 25 minutes at Jurassic Park and be like, yeah, this mm-hmm. fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You know, like, why can I jump all the way across the room but can't see what's over there mm-hmm. before I do it?
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba. You know, and that's all I need, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. You were talking about you were talking last week. You asked me, like, was there a TV mom who you found attractive? And in my recent reviewing of Jurassic Park, I realized I might have a thing for Laura Dern.
Yeah, and that probably ties into your David Lynch stuff.
Yeah, I think it might. I think it might. But even back then, I was kind of like, yeah, she's, you know. Well, as a 6-year-old, that's a pretty lady.
Yeah, she's got a real nice smile.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she has all the traits as a 6-year-old that's going to make you know, mm-hmm. attracted to her as a 6-year-old. Real nice smile.
Yeah.
Into dinosaurs.
I could have long conversations with her about dinosaurs.
Yeah. Like, just, it's all just like, tell me about this dinosaur. Where do babies come from? Tell me about this dinosaur. Where do babies come from? Just back and forth all night long. Yeah, she's great.
Yep.
I mean, it's great. I remember this game being good. I have no idea how I had the patience for it, though. Cause, like, when you die constantly and have to start over at the beginning, that's never acceptable.
No.
The big kind of, like, big thing for this, and kind of novel at the time, is that you could start out and be the Velociraptor.
Right. Right.
Which is cool, but it's so disempowering.
It controls like balls.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Like, it's this, you know, huge horizontal jump, huge vertical jump, like way past the edge of the screen. You're never mm-hmm. going to be able to see what you're jumping into. Your attack is like this, just like standing kick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like I'm trying to, like, I don't know, push something off the edge of a coffee table without getting up. It's like the same motion that I use when I don't want to pick up the remote and I'm like real comfortable is what this raptor does.
Yeah, it's real. Like, it looks kind of like he's trying to be an ostrich and like cut somebody's like guts open. You know,
so it's just a gentle like, oh, you like it's that motion though.
Yeah,
like just kind of like feathering his claw tips over the somebody's guts,
giving somebody a real shot in the arm.
Yeah, like you can do it.
Congrats on that promotion, Aliasaurus.
Yeah. God. You can do it, Procrampathid. or Procompsognathus.
Yeah.
There we are.
The stupid thing. So like the, well, whatever, it controls differently. The other guy didn't control. Grant didn't control well at all.
No.
But like, you know, I'm a dinosaur. I want to fucking eat some shit. And there are some things that you can eat, but it's essentially you're just like mowing down on salacious crumb over and over again.
You
like
find this, well, you can do that, but you also can just find Castlevania style ham hocks.
Yeah, yeah.
Like around, like that's most of the stuff I found. Like you can eat the compies, but like mostly I'm just eating ham hocks.
Yeah. Oh, what is it? When you kill the dudes, they turn into ham hocks, right?
Yeah, sometimes they do. Not all dudes contain ham hocks. Like some of them.
Only if they recently if it was recently Easter morning.
Yeah, they recently ate an entire ham hock. Like
like Heathcliff.
Yeah, exactly. It's pulled out a bone.
Man, why am I eating skeleton. Why am I eating these fish skeletons?
Cats love fish skeletons, man. It's a good way to kill your cat.
I'm terrified of fish skeletons, Gary.
You should be terrified. Do you ever go to the pet store and look at those fish that are just fish skeletons?
Yeah, they're awful. They're kind of glowy.
They're real. Well, they're those, and there are those goldfish with the gigantic brains that I'm sure if enough of them got together, they'd control your mind.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way they're not the many as one from Torment.
Yeah, they would summon King Goldfish.
Yeah, or a.k.a. Cthulhu. Like, he's not, like, there's, it's pretty transparent what they've got planned.
Yeah, they've got machinations. That's why they're held in all of those different pet smarts.
Exactly. Yeah, they have to keep them separated. If you were to get an entire school of them before, there'd be a psychic force that, like, this world has never known. One of the things about the raptor, though, is it's way easier. Because if you just hold right and jump as far as you can, I think it's something like 8 jumps, you get to the end of this level. Like, and you don't have to do anything. Like, so, I was like, after I played with Grant, I'm like, okay, I should do some Velociraptor, and I died, and I was like sick of it. So I just like went, and just made
wait
it.
Wait a minute.
Yep. And there's all these like just staff members now who weren't there before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, you killed all of them before you saw them in the movie. So this takes place.
Gotcha.
It is a prequel because you don't see what happens with Grant there. But wait a minute, the raptors weren't released until later.
This was probably like all the sequels to that game and that book and that movie and stuff all had to do with like sister sites and like pilot programs and all that stuff, because they couldn't use the same island over and over. So they're always like, what if there was this second island?
What if it was a thought experiment where they had two identical islands, but they just changed one factor?
And it was man.
And it was me. Yes, it's always man.
It was man.
I was about to say something stupid like Newman took it out and Gillette instead of Barbasol, but
okay. Definitely could have. Yeah. So real quick before we because we have actual limited time for this one. Game facts, 10 out of 10 reviews, tons of them. I'm going to read this one real quick by TrueGamer104, and I'm reading entirely based on the title, which is 16 mammoth megs of nerve shredding action. And he says,
is it megs? 16 megs?
Yeah, 16 mammoth megs. Oh. This is according to TrueGamer104. Originally posted 2003. All right. Thank you so much. Now we have the classic game to go with the classic movie. This nerve-wrenching thrill ride for survival.
Come on.
Is taken further than you imagined. A lot of people remain skeptical on games based on movies, but other than dinosaurs, this game you won't have to fear. What?
What?
So buckle your seatbelts and prepare for one wild ride. Story, parentheses, like the movie. The basis of this story is pretty much the same. You're on a tropical island. Gameplay, this game gives you the option to choose Dr. Grant, or the ferocious raptor. It's seriously boosted by the fact that you have two different characters on two totally different adventures. The challenge is worth it. The controls are great. No.
Are you sure you're not just reading a screenshot of the back of the box?
Essentially, TrueGamer104 gets around, man. The final word, this Genesis classic is well worth getting. I would recommend you get it right now. Trust me, it will not be a waste of time. You will really enjoy it. Take my word on that. Thank you for using those four sentences that are all the same thing.
No, for real, guys. For real.
And this guy's got a, fairly prolific game facts. 83 reviews contributed. For all of the worst Genesis games, Comic Zone, Earthworm Jim 2, Judge Dredd.
Oh, man.
And all of them have titles like the back of movie boxes. The title for the Judge Dredd review is, "You're not above the law, you are the law."
Come
teach on. You the arcade game, Hasta la Vista, baby. Toy Story, you are a toy!
You are a toy. Come on.
Yeah, this guy is all of them are 10 out of 10.
Oh, man.
Except for Army Men, Sarge's Heroes.
Well, of course.
And Altered Beast. This is amazing.
Yeah. See, I always mistakenly think that the 7 out of 10 reviews are going to be the most entertaining, but I don't know.
I think those are the people who like who remember the game fondly but need to revisit it.
Yeah.
Like the 7 out of 10 reviews are the Metroid Primes of WoW. Like if we just had to rate, well, I mean, I guess we probably would have rated that higher.
Yeah.
Before we mm-hmm. played it.
So dipping into the board real quick before we break, mm-hmm. Jurassic Park for the board for the Genesis game, posted on May the 22nd of 2008, watching mm-hmm. it on AMC right now. Smiley face. Just remembering what an awesome game it was, but I can't remember. Did the game run along the same story arc as the movie, or was it just like a separate side story?
Mm-hmm. Somebody save him.
And then Total Rapture. Weird side story. And I'm watching it too. So
you've got mail style. Like, I know, one of those right? people wrote that was Tom Hanks, and the other one was Meg Ryan.
The first one posted at 6:40 p.m. Second one posted it just at 8 o'clock, just before 8 o'clock p.m.
This is a really active board. 2003. Here's the thing that's crazy. I'm looking at the other reviews that TrueGamer104 has written.
Okay.
When we were playing this, I was like, I know this reminds me of something. And the thing it reminded me of was Spider-Man/X-Men Arcade's Revenge.
Holy shit.
Which some asshole is going to recommend that. Now.
We've said it for sure.
I played that game a lot. But so this guy gave that 10 out of 10.
So much. Like, it was the one that you could play as Gambit in. Come on.
Yeah, totally. And it was awful. Yeah. You had literally 52 bullets.
I was so hungry for anything X-Men that I just played it all the time.
And it's Gambit and Psylocke. Yeah. Yeah, it's well. You said Cyclops, right?
Cyclops. That was one of the ones with Psylocke, right?
No, not the one with Arcade. The Genesis X-Men games have Psylocke, and those are good though.
Yeah,
like X-Men 2 for Genesis. That's a good game.
Yeah. So the Arcade one was the one where like you were being put into different situations. So Storm had she was like underwater, right?
That's the one with Arcade, not to be confused with the Arcade version of X-Men.
Yes, yes.
But yes, where you're fighting Arcade, which is a real weird
thing. Is it the game. Rampage edition of X-Men?
Yeah, it may as well be. It's the Arcade Revenge version.
Yes.
So anywho, we're running low on time for this one, because unlike most times, we actually have a time limit.
So
this game fucking sucks.
It's really bad. I don't know. I would put it maybe like 20% worse than Home Improvement.
Yeah, how is this worse than Home Improvement, guys? like, how is Home Improvement the best game we've done for the show?
I believe it is. Yeah,
kind of crazy.
Yeah,
so a little bit nuts.
So we're still looking for the Great White Hope. We're still looking for the one that's kind of like a redemption, right?
Yeah, like one that actually ends up being like I don't want to put down. Yeah. After the half hour. And we're not there yet. So nope.
The next one's not going to be that either.
So. Yeah, we played it and we're going to record it here in a second. It sucks too.
Yeah. So again, who recommended this?
James Robinson.
Yeah, so fuck you. But yeah, thank you for listening. Please.
Thanks for listening. He also, like, the next one we were going to do that we announced was going to be Wayne's World, but we flipped the script a little bit because we didn't want to do too many licensed games in a row.
Right.
So we're doing something different for next week. When we listen to the next one, you will listen to us talk about Deadly Tower.
Yes. Deadly Tower for the NES. It's actually Deadly Towers. Deadly Towers is actually a movie about a sniper, according to Google. So
makes sense.
Yep.
So until next time, how do we sign off this show? I can't remember.
Suffer abjectly. Why are you doing this?
Yeah, now why are you doing this to us? Good night and good luck. Praise the sun.
Bye.
All right.